Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the daily bread. You nourish our souls and feed our spirits so that it may grow and become more like Jesus. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Matthew 15, verse 15 to 20. Then Peter answered and said to him, "Explain this parable to us." So Jesus said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man." In other places in Scripture, Jesus talks about the religious leaders that were straining a gnat and swallowing a camel. Now, when we drink our tea or coffee or cool drink, we don't want to swallow a fly or a mosquito or a gnat or anything that's floating in the liquid. So we chuck it out or get rid of it. But the thought of swallowing a camel, I mean, how big and dirty and yucky is that? Yuck. Even if you wash the camel and he stands up again, he's going to be dirty. It's pointing to the tendency of some of the religious people to sweep things under the mat. You know, the saying, sweep the dirt under the mat, which is not actually cleaning the dirt away. It's not getting rid of the dirt. It's just putting it out of sight. And that's why Jesus also said to them, you should clean the inside of the cup and then the whole thing will be clean. So once you've cleaned your spirit man, once you've cleaned yourself on the inside and been forgiven by Jesus and cleansed by his blood, then that cleans you as a person and you are able to enter the throne room of God because you are clean spiritually, whether you are sweaty or muddy or whatever doesn't faze God. What he's looking for is a clean heart and true spirit, a live spirit that worships him in spirit and in truth. The teaching about swallowing a camel, if you could just imagine, okay, that's actually too big for us to swallow. But if it was just a tuft of camel hair, and you don't want to swallow that either, and yet the equivalent in the spiritual realm was that those guys were swallowing that kind of muck and allowing and putting up with that kind of dirt in their hearts, in their lives. And that's why Jesus did not have nice things to say about the religious people. Because religion, in that sense, is the act of godliness without the power. And Jesus wants a relationship with each one of us. He's not interested in the religion. And so it's important to have a pure heart, which has been purified by the blood of Jesus. And yes, we are not perfect yet, but we trust him to keep our hearts clean, our spirits alive, because we trust in him and we have repented of our sinful nature and we crucify our sinful nature on a daily basis. Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow me." That's daily. And these daily devotions are helping us to focus on our relationship with Jesus Christ, with our loving Heavenly Father, with our best friend, the Holy Spirit. And that's how we can grow spiritually. We can grow closer to him and be more like him. Another thought that comes to mind is when King David was a shepherd boy and Samuel was told to go and anoint one of Jesse's sons as the next king of Israel. And Jesse said, yeah, my sons, line them all up. And the one was handsome and the other one was tall and the other one was blah, blah, blah. And Samuel each time thought, wow, yeah, it must be this guy. And God said, no, not that one. And at the end of the line, Samuel says, I got a problem here. You said I must anoint one of Jesse's sons and these are his sons and none of the above is the one that you want. That's why I asked, you have any more sons? He said, well, there is another one. He's out in the fields tending the sheep. But I mean, yeah, you can't possibly be seriously inviting him to the feast. Remember, Samuel invited Jesse and his sons to a feast so that he could anoint one of his sons as the next king of Israel. So they went to fetch David and he came in. He might have been dusty or maybe they gave him time to wash his face or his hand, whatever. Doesn't say. But he came in from tending the sheep. And God said, yep, that's the one. and in front of all his brothers and his father and his whole family, Samuel anointed this insignificantest son as the future king of Israel. You can find the whole story of David being anointed as king in 1 Samuel 16, somewhere on there. So it highlights the fact that God looks at the heart. People look at the physical handsomeness or good-looking or talented or whatever, but God looks at the heart. And God said of David, "This is a man after my own heart." It doesn't mean he didn't make mistakes. He did, specifically Bathsheba. But it did mean that he was repentant and he followed God all his days up into his old age. And so we are encouraged to keep our hearts pure, keep our hearts following our Messiah, our loving Heavenly Father, our Holy Spirit, so that we can stay in the palm of his hands forever.